City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's catch up with Stephen Smith, who was involved in an incredible fight with Jason Souza, but just couldn't come through in the end. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, mate.
Commiserations, how do you reflect on it?
No, I believe it was a good fight. I haven't watched it back yet. You know, I've had a hell of a lot of messages, you know, by thousands, to be honest with you, just all people, you know, saying how good a fight it was and, you know, sort of how good a fight I made it after the, you know, the nightmare start I had. But it's just still a bit raw at the moment, you know what I mean? I just woke up in my own bed first time and I can't believe I'm not world champion. I was convinced I'd win that fight when I went over to Monte Carlo. I was convinced I'd be on world champion and, you know, I'm not, unfortunately, and I've got to take it on the chin, really.
Stephen, entertainment value was absolutely off the scale. I mean, I don't know whether you'll even be able to appreciate that when you watch it back with it being yourself.
Yeah, it's tough to know at the minute. No, we're still being raw. You know, I convinced myself I'd win that fight. I believed it was a good fight for me. And, you know, what I was saying was true. I always believed the styles of Joe well. I knew his style and my style had measured up well. And, you know, it seemed to prove that in the night with how good a fight it was and, you know, how entertained people were. And I think, you know, that's just one that seemed to just have a nightmare start. You know, I didn't think it was a knockdown. And he stood on my foot and sort of was bundling me over. And as I'm on the way down, he sort of clipped me on the way down. And the referee started counting. I was saying, I was already on the way down. And, you know, he reeled a knockdown. And obviously, you know, and I got a bad cut on my eye in the same round. So by the end of three rounds, I'm thinking, this is all going wrong here. And it was one of them. I just had to sort of feel sorry for myself or go for it. And, you know, I'll always go for it. So it made it more of an exciting fight, the fact that I just went for it from there onwards. And I think it was a good fight to be a part of, but I was unfortunate to be on the wrong end of the decision.
Did that cut affect you at all? There was a lot of blood coming out. I know it was examined a few times by the doctor at ringside.
It was a strange one. You know, I've been cut in the past, but I didn't seem to bleed as profusely as what I did then. It was gushing out. I couldn't believe it. It was surprising to me. I remember walking back the corner as soon as it happened, and my shorts were caked in blood already, and I was thinking, this is bleeding a lot, this. You know, it was a shock how much I was bleeding. I'm not expert on blood and stuff, and I didn't know whether, like, you know, some people bleed worse than others, or is it down to just the actual cut or what? And, you know, I just knew a lot of blood was coming out. And when the only time it affected me was just in when we'd have a little exchange, we'd both throw shots and land shots. The minute I'd push away, it'd be like, you know, a bit of blood in me. I'd just have to wipe it out and then carry on. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know, I can't sit here and say, oh, waiting for that cut as I won the fight and stuff, because, you know, it wasn't that big an effect. It was just, you know, every now and then after an exchange, I'd sort of have to rub my eye just to get the blood out of my eye and just make sure I could see properly, really. But, you know, it wasn't no effect.
Let's bring in Chris McKenna from the Daily Star. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, mate. How's it going?
What did you make of Stephen's performance?
Yeah, it was a hell of a performance. As Stephen said, it was the start was just went against him and everything seemed to be going against him. But to come back into the fight the way he did was incredible, really, to push Sosa, because it looked after three rounds that it was going to be a bit easy for Sosa, but then Stephen gave him a hell of a fight, pushed him all the way and really made him work to retain the title, and it should have been a lot closer than it was in the scorecards, for sure.
Yeah, did that surprise you, Stephen, when you saw the scorecards?
It did, to be honest with you, but, you know, it was the same as the Pedraza fight. I think, you know, I thought one of the scores was wide in the Pedraza fight, and I think it's one of them where if I thought I won the fight, then I'd be kicking up a fuss saying, you know, what's going on? It's a joke. What are they watching? But, you know, I thought the right man won, so kicking up a fuss over the scorecard is not something I'd do.
Well, was your slow start, do you think, down to the fact that, I mean, you were fighting a guy who was absolutely the top of his game as well in Jason Souza?
No, to be honest with you, it wasn't even down to, like I said, I didn't plan on a slow start. It's just round one had come out, and that was the only round I thought, I'm going to have a little look and just see if everything, what, you know, what I think's there and see how we go about it. I just thought we'll try and get my jab going, and I'll just see little things like whether he telegraphs any shots, whether, you know, I had a little bit of a look in round one and he didn't seem to telegraph anything at all. You know, he was technically good and stuff, and I thought he won the first round, so I thought, you know what, I can take that crack on. And then he just round two and three just seemed to, I think it's a bit of bad luck, and it just didn't seem to end and go for me. You know what I mean? I believe, you know, I said on the night, and I think when people have watched it back, they've agreed with me, the fact that, you know, he stood on my foot And I lost my balance on the way down, and he sort of threw a little bit of a shot and just clipped me on the way down. So in my opinion, it wasn't a knockdown, but the referee, you know, I said to the referee straight away, it's not a knockdown, I'm already on the way down, and the referee just shouted, knockdown, and he's already scored it, which, you know, that annoyed me a little bit. But then, you know, obviously, I got the cut straight away. We backed up onto the ropes by the neutral corner, and we clashed heads quite hard, and he said to me, like, watch your head, man, like, I acknowledged it. And then he sort of went at me, toe shot, and stepped back, and then the bell went, and then I felt all blood gushing out of my eye, and I thought, oh, it's just not happening for me here. And it was one of them, I literally said to myself in the corner, sitting down, I thought, you'd have to either feel sorry for yourself, and I'll get stopped another round, or, you know, you dig in and go for it, and, you know, I'll always choose to go for it.
You were ringside, Chris. Did you feel later on that Stephen was in with a chance of stopping him? I mean, there were some brilliantly explosive rounds, sort of 9, 10 onwards.
Yeah, I think it was round 9 where Stephen Cotton with a big right hand, and it really stopped Sosa coming forward because he was piling forward for the whole fight. But there was a right hand, I think it was round 9, and he kind of stopped him in his tracks, and you were kind of thinking inside, Stephen can just land a few more of them, that it might just start pushing him forward or back, and then he can maybe get on top. And you never know then, if he can land a few combinations, the referee might look at it. But Sosa was so tough that he could just keep coming through every shot. And he was never going to give up, which was credit to Sosa, but it made for a brilliant fight because Stephen was able to stand there and trade with him and really gave it all. And you knew at the end by the embrace for the two fighters that both of them had earned the respect of each other, that they really knew they were in a war and they really respected each other for whatever everything they gave in the fight.
I'm not sure there's much more you could have done at the end of that fight, Stephen.
No, to be honest with you, I think, you know, it's one of them, not the old sayings, if the final bell rings and, you know, you've left it all in the ring, then you can sort of, you know, you can sleep at night, you can know that, you know, you haven't got any regrets, really. And it was one of them, when that final bell went, you know, I embraced him, I gave him a hug, because I knew we'd both give a lot, you know, I knew we were both, you know, both in the ring and both left it all in the ring, really. And I think when you know that, you can leave a fight and think, you know what, there's not much more I could have done. Obviously, I could have got a little bit of luck early in the fight and not had to cut, if the cutter went the other way, and things like that, maybe it's been different, and maybe if I stood on his foot, and, you know, things like that. But it's just boxing. You've got to just take down the chin. I'll be out before me time if that happens, and I start thinking like that. So I just got to get on with it.
Just on that, I mean, it couldn't have been more obvious that he stood on your foot. I mean, even on the TV pictures, how on earth the referee missed that?
I thought the way I sort of stumbled over, and I thought it was quite obvious, you know, that it was to do with the feet. I thought, like, the feet come together, and I was already on the way down, and he's obviously just, you know, threw a shot, you know, as he would. And I thought, you know, well, it was obvious that's as soon as he bundled me over. And I seen the ref looking for, like, the timekeeper to continue the count. I was thinking, I said to him, that's not knocked down.
What's he on about, yeah?
He just, he shouted knocked down. I was like, oh my God, is he messing? And I couldn't believe what he'd scored, but I was just thinking, right, don't let it get here. It's only, you know, it's only early in the fight. It's not a problem. And then straight away, like, I got the cut, and I was thinking, oh, here we go, do you know what I mean? And it just felt like I just didn't get picked up the green a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't for the lack of trying afterwards to try and turn the fight around.
Given that level of performance, you can't possibly be thinking of, you know, calling things a day. There's surely more world title shots in there for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it was. It's one of them things when you've just first lost. Obviously, you're like, oh, you know what now? But you know, the intention for me was always to go and, you know, spend a good Christmas with my kids and you know, have a bit of time off and, you know, want to go away, me and Miguel with the kids and have a little break. And I think, you know, when I get back from that, I'm going to get back in the gym and train again. And you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get another go and see how we go. But you know, I've been absolutely inundated with people just saying they want to see the rematch, and you know, they'd love to see the fight again because the fight wasn't shown in America. So, you know, from getting all kinds of messages saying the Americans want to see this fight and this and that, and you know, we can do it again and hopefully, you know, do it again in Liverpool next time. So, you know, we'll see what comes of it. But you know, they're talking there. They were really happy with the fight and they wanted to, you know, to get the fight across to the American audience, and you know, they're willing to come to Liverpool if means be. So it'd be nice to get a world title fight at home this time after having two on the road. But you know, we'll see what comes of it.
I can't believe they didn't show that in America. What would you like to see next, Chris, in terms of what Stephen does?
Yeah, I mean, the rematch is definitely what I'd love to see that again. I don't know whether Stephen maybe would want a fight in between just to get the confidence back and a win under his belt, but Eddie Hearn was speaking afterwards to us, and he was seemed very confident that maybe next May in Liverpool he could try and get the rematch. And I don't think many people will turn down watching it because it was a hell of a fight.
Just in terms of the atmosphere, and you obviously inside there, what was it like, Chris?
Yeah, it was...
strange. It looked a bit odd on the telly.
Yeah, it's very strange. There's about 800 people there, I think. It was a good lot of Swifty fans. Matt and Murray brought a few as well. And then there was obviously a lot of guests and that there. But I think it was 800 people there. It felt a bit like a nightclub we were in. But you could hear every punch from everywhere. There was no bad view in the arena. So in that sense, I suppose it was good for the fans. But yeah, it was very strange.
You won't get a shorter ring walk, will you, Stephen?
No, as Chris just said then, it was very strange. It was quite surreal, to be honest. You know, every now and then, you'd have a little look out the ring. I could just always see someone anew and stuff. It was mad. Where in an arena, you'd always see just eyes and no faces on you. Like, you know, obviously you don't know a lot of the people in the arena. And in there, it was mad, as you said. It was a bit like a nightclub. It was a strange place to box in, but, you know, I love the experience.
Stephen, thanks for coming on. Enjoy a brilliant Christmas with the family.
No problem, mate. All the best.
Take care.
Cheers,
Stephen Smith. Just let me keep you quickly, Chris. Couple of other fights there. I mentioned before that King Kong Ortiz fight has to go down as one of the worst sporting spectacles I think I've ever seen in my entire life. No excuse for that one. His opponent, quite how he lasted the 12 rounds, is beyond me.
Yeah, it was embarrassing from Alex Scott. I mean, from the first bell, he was looking for a way out. He was just didn't want to know. He's quit in a fight before, so we were expecting him as soon as he got clipped to kind of try and find a way out. But he just kept running. He never wanted to stand and trade. And I mean, look, there's some boxers who can box in the back foot and catch people as they're coming in, and people will say that's boring, but that's still boxing and that's still intelligent boxing. But this guy wasn't even doing that. He was just
running away.
On his bike. Yeah,
running away. Falling over.
Throwing punches, falling over, pretending he was hit on the back of the head when he wasn't, pretending he tripped over when he went down. Oh, it was terrible to watch. And I don't know what it's a different board over there, the Monaco board. I don't know what their kind of rules are, but they should be looking at withholding his purse really for that.
Mm. Well, there's a point where the referee said, You've got to fight, pal. You've actually got to go and have a fight with him. There was also the Martin Murray fight. He came through. I don't know whether you caught up with him afterwards. We're big supporters of Martin here on Radio City Talk. It didn't perform that well. I can't see him being happy with that.
No, he wasn't happy. You could tell by that. But he wasn't happy with the referee either. I'm not sure on that. Referee wasn't great and he didn't really have much authority. But there was a lot of heads getting clashed. And I don't know which. Sometimes you can't tell who's the more culprit of it. Maybe both of them should have been warned for it. But Martin's performance, may not his best, but it was very difficult for him. As we said the other day, I mean, he's had two replacements. This guy came in on Wednesday night. He only found out himself Thursday morning who he was fighting. So how can you prepare for a guy? He was a lot smaller than Martin. So it was a totally different fight than Chudinov and certainly different than Arthur Abraham. So you can kind of let this one go for Matt, and he got in, he got the win, and I'm sure he'll look a lot better next time out when he knows who he's facing and plenty of time.
Chris, really appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed, pal.
No worries, mate. Cheers.
There you go. That's Chris McKenna from the Daily Star.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.